Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of all of our old business for tonight. Now we'll move on and we're under our first public hearing. Madam Secretary.
The first case is 11,952 JMH Investments LLC is seeking variances from the front yard setback and from the minimum square footage requirements, sections 115-82A, 115-82B, and 115 attachment 2-1 and 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located approximately 232 feet east of State Route 1 on the south side of Lighthouse Road in Fenwick Island. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 134, map 23.20, parcels 156 and 157. Specifically, the applicant is requesting variances from the lot area of 2,274 square feet per dwelling unit, as well as two variances of 21.5 feet from the 40-foot required front yard setback, and another two variances from the 20.3 feet from the 40-yard front yard setback. We've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns.
Good evening. Can you say your name and address for the record?
Jay Yoder, 10222 Woodyard Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, JMH Investments. With me on behalf of the applicant is Jay Yoder of Yoder & Sons Construction of Greenwood, Delaware. Mr. Yoder's company is the plan builder for the duplexes, and the company's basically been a family construction company going back four generations. I just submitted an exhibit packet that I will be referring to in my presentation. As Jennifer stated, this is an application for two variances in order to construct duplex buildings on two separate but adjacent lots. Again, on the video here, it's lots 156 and 157, which are the lots in question. The two lots are located on Lighthouse Road, and this is in the unincorporated area of Fenwick Island. As you can see, the two lots, again, front on Lighthouse Road. Each lot contains 4,996 square feet in area, and they are vacant, and I believe have been vacant. The two variances being requested, we intend to build a duplex on the property. A duplex being two units would require a total of 7,660 square feet in area for each lot for two units. And due to this lot size, a variance of 2,274 square feet per lot is requested. The second is a variance to permit a front yard setback of approximately 18.5 feet, which would be a variance of approximately a little bit less than 22 feet. If you'd refer to the exhibit packet that I gave out, Exhibit A is a Google Earth photo showing the lots. It's just a bigger version of what you have on the screen. In my exhibit book, it shows a little more of the surrounding area of the where the lots are. As you can see, the lots are marked site on the exhibit. Lighthouse Road runs from Route 1 east to the beach. It's one block long, but west of Route 1, Lighthouse Road is actually Route 54. So this is considered a number road, and that's why this is required to have a 40-foot setback, even though it's a little bit different than Route 54, since it really is just a road that really ends at the beach. The photo shows, as you can see, different uses in the area. There's commercial and business uses along Route 1. There's single-family uses, which are mainly older cottages in Fenwick Island. And there's multi-family buildings and uses, again, surrounding the site. I also want to point out that the existing buildings on Lighthouse Road on both the south side of the road, which is our side, as well as the north side of the road, have existing front setbacks that are much less than the required 40 feet. Exhibit B are just basically surveys of the two lots, just showing the location of the proposed duplex and the 18 plus front yard setback that's being requested. Exhibit C are conceptual footprints and designs of the proposed duplexes with elevations of the proposed buildings. Other than the requested variances, the duplexes would meet all other side, rear, height setbacks and would also comply with the FEMA flood elevation requirements. There are several unique circumstances associated with these lots and with this area. The first, as you know, the history of this area resulted in kind of a breakup of Fenwick Island. A part of Fenwick Island was incorporated as the town of Fenwick Island, but those town limits did not include the southernmost five or six blocks in Fenwick Island, which runs from the Maryland line north. So they're Fenwick Island, but they're not the town of Fenwick Island, and of course that's why we're here before you tonight, because they're under the jurisdiction of Sussex County. An even more unusual aspect of that county zoning regulation in this area is that that entire area of unincorporated Fenwick Island is zoned C1, general commercial. So this entire area is zoned commercial. That permits a variety of uses, single family, multifamily, residential uses, as well as a number of commercial and business uses. Now, because of the commercial zoning, the area has historically been treated as a mixed-use commercial higher density area, again, with a mixture of businesses, duplexes, townhouses, and multifamily buildings existing.
Excuse me.
Yeah, if you refer to Exhibit D is a copy of the Sussex County tax map, and I'm just showing the closest three blocks from the Maryland line north from our site. Our lots are lots 8 and 10, which are marked in yellow. The lots marked in purple with an X on them are lots that have been granted some type of a variance by the board, either for a setback or for density. And as you can see, there's numerous variances that have been approved in that immediate area. In addition, there are many older homes in the area with non-conforming setbacks, older cottages that were built before Sussex County enacted their zoning ordinance. Our requested variances are similar to density variances that have been granted in the area, including density variances that were granted on a lot on Maryland Avenue and Delaware Avenue. Delaware Avenue is one street over, Maryland Avenue is another street over. Those two lots were granted a variance for a duplex, a variance of 2,277 square feet. The minutes of that approval are in Exhibit E. That was case number 11016 SLD Investments, which I represented the applicant in that. And that application resulted in, these are the duplex that were built on the two lots, or this was built on one of the lots from that application. This duplex is basically the same model that would be used for what's being proposed on the two lots before you tonight. And I'll just give it up if you want to see it. On the back of that is actually just a picture of the two lots, and you can see that there are multifamily units located directly behind the two lots. Also, as far as the front setback variances being requested, there was a variance granted by the board in January of this year on tax map parcel 147, which is basically directly across Lighthouse Road from this lot, and the minutes of that variance application are in Exhibit F in my packet. Also, regarding the setback variance, the front yard setback variance, I want to refer to an email to Mr. Yoder from Allen Kent of Allen Kent Land Surveying in Seaford. Mr. Kent calculated the average front setback of the three buildings that are on our side of Lighthouse Road, and they would be the three buildings you could see right there. And that is that averages about 18 feet, which is the setback we basically are proposing. Now, in all fairness, there is a there's another vacant lot right here. So if you do the calculations for averaging the front yard setback, you have to give the vacant lot the required setback, which would be 40 feet. So if you average this all up, it probably comes out to around 23 or 22 or 24 feet as an average setback. So although the required setback is 40 feet, the average setback is much less. It's about 24 feet. We're requesting the variance of 18 feet, which is basically the existing variance on the street.
Mr. Fuqua, that is the type of
home. Yeah, that's almost identical to what is going to be built.
There.
Now, in applying the facts that I just mentioned to the legal criteria, the lots are unique for several reasons, including their size. They're less than 5,000 square feet. This area, again, is uniquely zoned all commercial, which permits numerous commercial businesses right now and also permits duplexes and multifamily. The character of the area is commercial use on Route 1 with a great mixture of older cottages, newer multifamily type structures in the interior lots, and several of these uses have been permitted because of variances for density or for front yard setbacks. So again, this has always just been a kind of unique area that's been treated as a higher density area. As I said, the duplex is a permitted use on these lots, but in this case it can't be developed without the density variance. And again, we're requesting the setback, which as I said is generally consistent with the existing setbacks in the area on both sides of Lighthouse Road. These circumstances here were not created by the owner. My client actually just recently bought the lots for investment purposes for development. And these lots, of course, were the result of the original layout of the area. The history of part of it becoming incorporated and part of it not becoming incorporated, the subsequent commercial zoning of the area, and then, of course, the history of the uses that have occurred in the area. The variance will not alter the character of the area. I think what we're proposing is consistent with the mixed-use nature and the duplexes and the multifamily uses that exist. In fact, I think, quite honestly, variances for density and setbacks are really the character of the area, and if you've driven through there, you know what I'm saying. And then lastly, the area variance that we're requesting and the proposed front yard variance are the minimum needed for the reasonable use of the property, which of course would be the construction of modern duplex units. I would say that if you look at the survey, we actually have a greater rear yard setback than would be required. So a legitimate question would be, why don't you move the buildings back? Part of that reason is, one of the main reasons is there's a better view, obviously, from the small porches and decks would be on the front of the units, being closer to the streets. And if it wasn't for the fact that average setback is an 18-foot setback, perhaps that we wouldn't be requesting that, but we think that it is consistent with the nature of the area and what's been granted on other properties, and as I said, specifically the property directly across the street. So with that, Mr. Yoder, is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and gentlemen, that is everything I have to present, and be happy to try to answer any questions you have.
All right. Well, I'm going to start right here with Mr. Rickards. Do you have any questions at this time?
No, this is the typical, he's answered my question, it's a typical duplexes that are down in that area. That's correct, right?
Yeah, it, as you know, it's a kind of a unique area down there with duplexes and other multifamily type buildings.
You're lucky you're in the county parts, you're not in the other portion.
You wouldn't be doing this in the incorporated.
No other questions.
Okay.
Mr. Questions?
All ready.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. Parking under the buildings.
Yes, parking under the buildings, so there's more than enough required parking.
That's what I thought.
Thank you.
Please, Mr. Mills?
No living space under the buildings?
No. As you know, FEMA, that's prohibited other than storage parking and utilities. I think you can have raised HVAC units.
Other questions?
All right, thank you. Mr. Trump, do you have
a couple?
Okay.
I take it there's going to be separate utility connections for each of the
yes.
units. Any discussions with neighbors about this?
Not that I'm aware of.
I didn't see on there, and maybe you mentioned, I didn't catch it. Where are the HVAC systems? Are they going to be underneath the home?
Maybe ask Mr. Yoder.
Sure, if you can step up to the mic.
Yeah, just saying.
Jay Yoder from Yoder & Sons Construction. We have a mechanical closet that is located, I believe, well, we're looking on the top floor to have that. But yeah, I mean, per FEMA requirements, they've got to be out of the flood zone. And in this particular case, that is 2 feet. The base flood is 2 feet above the floor of the bottom floor.
Okay.
So we're required to have.
So it'll be within the footprint that is shown for the duplex, not outside of that footprint.
The air handler?
Yeah, the system itself. Yeah,
the outdoor unit.
Outdoor unit.
The outdoor unit would need to be outside of that, and would be located in the rear setback.
Okay, so you won't encroach anywhere with that. Okay, I just want to make sure because sometimes we get them and they're outside that envelope. We'll make sure it's not a problem later. What was previously on the lot? I know it's vacant now. Was there anything on?
It was a parking lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards very well in that he described that the character of the neighborhood is that of many variances and the necessity exists on most every lot there. And I think it would be more difficult to develop it in strict conformity and at the same time maintain the character of the neighborhood. Therefore, I think it's necessary to enable use of the property and the situation. I don't see where it's created by the applicant because of all that. I think they're asking for a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,952.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. And a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,952. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Borman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills? Again?
Aye for my reasons.
Now, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,952 is approved.